Florida's citrus industry last season experienced probably the worst pre-harvest fruit drop in its history. University of Florida Professor Emeritus Gene Albrigo estimates the economic loss that drop caused, speculates whether the fruit drop will be as bad this season, and discusses research to be conducted on fruit drop. How much worse was fruit drop last season than usual?
Every year, the National Ag Statistical Service includes in their estimate a projection of how much pre-harvest fruit drop is going to occur as part of their overall calculations. And they initially expected about 11%. By the end of the year, however, an additional 13% drop had occurred. At, say, 2.5% increase per month, that should be in their normal calculation. So overall, apparently pre-harvest drop more than doubled from what the statistical service thought it was going to be for the year.
And I think you said for the year it was up about 12 to 13% then.
Correct. That's something they've never had to deal with before.
You put a dollar, strictly Gene Albrigo estimate, but a dollar figure loss to the Florida industry from this extra fruit drop last year.
Correct. Based on the fruit being processed and what it would have brought for pound solids, and an estimate of what pound solids typically is for early, late oranges and grapefruit, it was about $147 million in loss to the industry.
You took a little speculation as to was it HLB and will it continue again in future years?
Well, there's many reasons to think that the HLB-affected trees are under various kinds of stresses that probably are going to translate into stress on the fruit. I think that it's a problem we're going to have to deal with, but only a couple of more years of experience with the problem will tell us. One thing so far this year is that, with a few exceptions, drop does not seem to be excessive so far. We weren't paying close attention last year to the cycle, but I think that this is a later start, perhaps, than last year, and hopefully that may mean that this year will not be so bad.
You are doing a little bit of research. You're working, looking at plant growth regulators, I think, as a possible solution to fruit drop.
Right. Traditionally, fruit drop has been stopped by applications of 2,4-D with some benefits from gibberellic acid on peel quality for late harvest. We're hoping that there can be some benefit. We were able to get applications out this year earlier, and hopefully we're going to have funding coming from a SCRI block grant through the Florida Department of Ag that will support continuation of this work for a couple of years. Right now we're operating on money and materials provided by one of the commercial companies.
Some anecdotal talk from some growers, some who did not apply herbicides had not excessive fruit drop last year.
There were some cases reported to me where groves without herbicide applications had lower drop, but this was like three reports. At least one of those growers said they irrigated more to compensate. Certainly not enough to know, but it's an idea that we plan to look at in the overall evaluation of production practices that might have impacted favorably this pre-harvest drop problem.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.